While there are so many reasons to see Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, here are Gina Della from Pella's top 10 reasons to visit PellaWI.com now. Number 10, Pella of Wisconsin installs year-round. Number 9, every Pella of Wisconsin installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction. Number 8, Pella of Wisconsin teams complete installation in as little as one day. Numbers 7 through 5, a 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number 1 for highest value, highest quality, and most preferred by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Numbers 4 and 3, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget. Number 2, now Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's featured offer gives you 5 years, no interest, plus 5 months, no payments. And the number 1 reason to see Pella of Wisconsin now, these offers end January 31st. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com, or call 855-PELLA-WI, 855-PELLA-WI. Tell them Regular Joe sent you. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Making sense out of all this nonsense. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Welcome back. Joe Gigante, your regular Joe, here with you on this Tuesday morning. I should mention, by the way, that the podcaster, who is also the founder of Social Capital, a group that is very concerned with helping humanity, unless they're Chinese slaves, in which case, well, screw you then. That's Chatma Palihapitiya. He is also chairman of Virgin Galactic. As they describe in one article, he is a mega-rich tech bro and co-owner of the Golden State Warriors basketball team, which is also interesting because, you know, the NBA, like so much of professional sports, has sold its soul for the top dollar or what they think will get them the top dollar. In the NFL, you've got all the woke Black Lives Matter, which you have that in the NBA as well, but you have also in the NBA the willful ignorance, the willful desire to ignore the human rights abuses that China undertakes on a daily basis, all in the name of, you know, television rights in China, and the Uyghurs in particular. So again, not shocking that you hear this from a lefty, other than that they're admitting it in this, and, it, you know, it's a podcast, so I mean, it can go around the world. Now, will anything happen to him? Of course not. He's a mega-rich tech bro. So even if, you know, what, he bows out of the podcast, Virgin Atlantic lays him off, he still has more money than sense, obviously. And nothing will really change. And that's exactly what they expect. But it's nonetheless good to make mark of it, right? When you have Klaus Schwab, executive director of the World Economic Forum, introducing His Excellency Xi Jinping, President of the People's Republic of China, with such great deference, you gotta really worry. Now we have the question of the day. So tomorrow is Joe Biden's. It's not really a debut, but it's his debut of 2022. Really, it's his first formal press conference of 2022. And I asked you, what are the top 1 to 3 questions you think should be asked? We got so many people weighing in online and on text messages. One of Texas questions for Biden. Are you high? Will you submit to a drug test? What is your wife's name? I'm thinking of the song 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Anyway, then we have these questions. Now, one of our left-wing nuts on Facebook, he just thinks he's so clever. His question, what's Merrick Garland's progress on indicting Trump for his complicity on 1/6? Yes, let's impeach him again. I didn't say impeach. I know, but it's all the same thing. The first two impeachments were utter jokes. They were a mockery of what impeachment statute should do, and just like your question is. Someone else writes, Beth says, why does everyone call you Brandon? Who is Ray Epps? Why do you lie to the American people every day? Three very solid questions. Darren's questions. So you really believe you're the president? Do you understand what if... That wasn't really a question. That was more of a statement. But nonetheless, do you understand what a filibuster is and its uses? Quick, what's 4 times 4? Yeah, thought so. So far, I think we've got some pretty solid questions leading the way. We'll have more when we get back, plus your calls. 888-455-1360.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.